Jane Patton, the director of the Peace House, says the fundraiser is made up of two components. One is to honor several citizens who have been great supporters of the Peace House.
One is Mayor Dana Williams, and he has been supportive of all that we do and has let the community know how important is the work that we do. And the other one is Sandra Vogt. And Sandra has been the chair of the Luxury Home Tour for 8 or 9 years now. And so she's just such a good friend of Peace House. And so we want to honor them.
The other component is a special guest speaker, Elizabeth Smart Gilmore.
Elizabeth, you all know her name, I'm sure. And she's quite a compelling speaker. She has a foundation that is working toward ending violence against children in particular. So what she does and what we do go hand in hand.
Ann Johnson, development manager for the Peace House, says the event takes place at Luland Falls, which is just off I-80 near the mouth of Parley's Canyon.
This is a refurbished venue. Young couple bought it a couple of years ago, and they've really ramped it up considerably. You know, beautiful landscaping, and they've improved the building. And there's a natural waterfall back there that's lovely. And we're really excited to host this at that venue.
The event begins at 6:30 p.m. at Luland Falls. Tickets are $200 per person or $1,800 for a table of 10.
We will have a wine tasting experience and lots of great activity for those who join us.
Okay. You've also got, what, some live music?
Yes. Jeff Proctor is a local. Maybe some of you have heard him at the River Horse. He has a great voice, and he is going to be singing his peaceful, easy songs at the party.
That's Ann Johnson along with Jane Patton of the Peace House. Proceeds for the event will go towards the Peace House's women's shelter and to continue their outreach programs and prevention education. Tickets may be purchased online at peacehouse.org or by calling 435-658-4739, extension 104. Luland Falls is at exit 131 off I-80 near the mouth of Parley's Canyon. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.